I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I'll introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There'll now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear Natalie and her brother David talking about thriller movies. Now look at questions 1 and 2.
David, have you read this article about watching thriller movies?
No, is it good?
Yeah, well, I'd heard before that when we're scared, our brains pump out the feel-good chemical dopamine, like when we're in love with someone. But look at this. It says that families who like nothing better than sitting together on the sofa in front of a good thriller movie are the most contented. That's news to me. Most people I know who adore thriller movies appreciate them for the really good plot lines. You know, the stories are so rational in many ways that some otherwise very sensible people are drawn into them.
For me, when I watch horror movies, it's like going on a mini vacation.
Do you mean you can wander off into a fantasy world?
More that it gives me ideas, even about how to solve issues at work. And I've heard other people say the same.
Really? I could understand it if you said something like it's the suspense, the special effects, or the thrill you get from watching them.
Well, it may sound odd, but they leave me feeling more excited about possibilities to do with daily life.
David, have you read this article about watching thriller movies?
No, is it good?
Yeah, well, I'd heard before that when we're scared, our brains pump out the feel-good chemical dopamine, like when we're in love with someone. But look at this. It says that families who like nothing better than sitting together on the sofa in front of a good thriller movie are the most contented. That's news to me. Most people I know who adore thriller movies appreciate them for the really good plot lines. You know, the stories are so rational in many ways that some otherwise very sensible people are drawn into them.
For me, when I watch horror movies, it's like going on a mini vacation.
Do you mean you can wander off into a fantasy world?
More that it gives me ideas, even about how to solve issues at work. And I've heard other people say the same.
Really? I could understand it if you said something like it's the suspense, the special effects, or the thrill you get from watching them.
Well, it may sound odd, but they leave me feeling more excited about possibilities to do with daily life.
Extract 2. You hear two architecture students discussing covered overhead walkways called city skyways. Now look at questions 3 and 4.
I've just been reading an article about building skyways in cities. Their effect on commerce, particularly shopping, can be considerable because when they link the upper floors of buildings, shops at ground level don't get passing trade anymore. Some even go bust.
Absolutely. If people are walking about on the third or fourth floor, they won't make a special trip down to the ground level to buy something. And that's why so many stores are having to close, even when they're in prime central locations.
I read they're also struggling because people are buying online. And with online shopping, deliveries are becoming more efficient. Plus, centers are suffering because all those large shopping malls on the outskirts of towns were built to attract people by offering a range of activities, like movie theaters.
I think the two things are different. But you know the arguments. Skyways mean pedestrians can enjoy walking through a city in any weather, and there's less crime than at street level. But to my mind, getting people away from congested roads and sidewalks has to be the winning argument. Skyways have the potential to bring life back to city centers. After all, the center is where people not only want to shop and work, but live too.
I've just been reading an article about building skyways in cities. Their effect on commerce, particularly shopping, can be considerable because when they link the upper floors of buildings, shops at ground level don't get passing trade anymore. Some even go bust.
Absolutely. If people are walking about on the third or fourth floor, they won't make a special trip down to the ground level to buy something. And that's why so many stores are having to close, even when they're in prime central locations.
I read they're also struggling because people are buying online. And with online shopping, deliveries are becoming more efficient. Plus, centers are suffering because all those large shopping malls on the outskirts of towns were built to attract people by offering a range of activities, like movie theaters.
I think the two things are different. But you know the arguments. Skyways mean pedestrians can enjoy walking through a city in any weather, and there's less crime than at street level. But to my mind, getting people away from congested roads and sidewalks has to be the winning argument. Skyways have the potential to bring life back to city centers. After all, the center is where people not only want to shop and work, but live too.
Extract 3. You hear a radio discussion in which two educationalists, Sophie Lee and Gary Cole, are talking about sport. Now look at questions 5 and 6.
So, Gary, you're working on public information campaigns, aren't you?
Yes, Sophie. I'm actually employed by the government, and the thinking behind the public awareness campaigns this year is all about encouraging participation in sports at school.
Yes, I saw the very successful TV campaign showing the importance of doing sport for healthy growth in primary age children. But isn't that something that the public already knows?
Most people, yes. And that's why we started with the health aspect. What's less well understood, and what I want to get across, is how sport helps children mature socially by teaching them about teamwork and about fair play. I'd rather not focus on the discipline aspect, the idea that sports are all about learning sets of rules and sticking to them.
Interesting. I'm looking into the effect of sport on learning performance. My first study followed a group of children from primary school right through to university level. I tracked various things like how often they were absent through illness and their grades. And what stood out was that those who did sport were much keener to try to get good grades in maths, English, those kinds of subjects.
And did they achieve that?
Not always, but the aspiration was there. And for me, that's what really counts. So, Gary, you're working on public information campaigns, aren't you?
Yes, Sophie. I'm actually employed by the government, and the thinking behind the public awareness campaigns this year is all about encouraging participation in sports at school.
Yes, I saw the very successful TV campaign showing the importance of doing sport for healthy growth in primary age children. But isn't that something that the public already knows?
Most people, yes. And that's why we started with the health aspect. What's less well understood, and what I want to get across, is how sport helps children mature socially by teaching them about teamwork and about fair play. I'd rather not focus on the discipline aspect, The idea that sports are all about learning sets of rules and sticking to them.
Interesting. I'm looking into the effect of sport on learning performance. My first study followed a group of children from primary school right through to university level. I tracked various things like how often they were absent through illness and their grades. And what stood out was that those who did sport were much keener to try to get good grades in maths, English, those kinds of subjects.
And did they achieve that?
Not always, but the aspiration was there. And for me, that's what really counts.
That's the end of part one.